Any parent will attest to the endless treadmill of birthday presents that largely end up broken or in the bin for, let's face it, very little enjoyment in return seems like the ultimate waste. And for those looking to raise children who aren't socialized into this consumer spending trap, there are better ways of showing your love at special occasions. Well, Outvest's crowdvesting initiative is one of them. It's a great pleasure to welcome back Grant Locke, who's the head of Outvest, and he's joined in studio in the nick of time by Gareth Stobie, MD of CoreShares. Evening, gents. Geez, hasn't Eskom thrown traffic into a bit of disarray?
Tell me about it.
Now, Grant, kick us off here. You launched Outvest back in October 2017, basically 18 months ago. And in a country with a low savings rate, a large advice gap, because there's this underserviced market that is very difficult to service, very expensive investment products, you had this vision to help consumers easily and at low cost start saving, begin their investment journeys. Just remind us how that all came together.
So I think the vision started actually quite a long time ago, but I think what it really found is a home in OUTsurance, where they had had an incredibly strong direct-to-consumer brand and sort of positioned themselves as a consumer champion. And so building a business model where you provide investment solutions direct to the public with a brand with that kind of strength just made a lot of sense for us. And I think we've been incredibly lucky to be part of that journey now. And we have seen some very surprising results from the business.
Well, I'd like to talk about those, because you've won awards, which are great.
Yeah.
And it's great to win awards, but how has the market received the offering? I mean, how many people are signing up, and what has the reception been like?
So I think if you look at it from a very high level, we've got over 20,000 registrations on the platform. You know, been going for 18 months now, and I think given the level of low savings rates and the advice gap that exists in the market and just the general unawareness of savings, we're quite happy with those results.
Well, it's over 1,000 a month. And, and let's face it, with South Africa's very low savings rate and savings culture, I think that's really impressive.
Yeah, I think obviously it's going to take longer for the business to gain momentum in terms of AUM, but I think we're very happy with the way that people are engaging us. And I think the quality of the system, the way that it works to provide high quality investment plans and allow people to manage their own investments, for me is sort of the true test of what we do. And we're really, really happy with those results.
And a key part of the partnership to keep costs down is obviously partnering with the likes of CoreShares, Stobes, and this is really where you come in with your low cost passive building block.
That's right. I mean, I've often said that passive funds and fintech saving solutions almost go hand in hand, don't they? Because ETFs and index funds are a really seamless, easy, understandable way of accessing the market, low cost, transparent, and so forth. And so people in the tech community who are building really great savings and investment products and advice products like Outvest, you know, they really do go hand in hand.
Now, what is this crowdvesting initiative all about, Grant?
So I think just before I go there, I think one of the most important things about passive investing and as it relates to what we do is that the ability to give a good idea of a potential outcome to a consumer is critical in our business. Mm-hmm. We run an algorithmic advice system. So we have a series of algorithms that provide a financial plan. And I don't think we could do that without a rules-based or passive indexing product. Just to move on to Crowdvest, the idea behind Crowdvest was really to help people achieve those objectives that maybe the financial solutions available in the market didn't really cater for. So if you think of something as intangible as a child's education, putting that, allowing people, including their greater friends and family, to contribute to those plans, to make them a reality, was really the gist of what we're trying to achieve. If you think about it, you can achieve those goals through your own contributions, through the growth that you achieve from those investment products, but also over time, the birthday gifts, the compounded returns from your family contributing to that particular goal can make it so much more achievable. Over a lifespan of maybe 10, 15 years, compounded with the growth that you could achieve from a low-cost, rules-based investing strategy, we think that's incredibly powerful.
It is. I love the idea because, as I said in my introduction, I've got two daughters, and the amount of plastic toys we've thrown away over the last 4 years is such a waste. And you just think that it's in the many thousands of rands that you could have tucked away into a little crowdvested platform for her education one day, or for perhaps an apartment when she goes to university, whatever your goal may be, Stobes.
Yeah, I mean, these can be quite long-term goals. I mean, the funds on Grant's platform range from quite short dated timelines through to, you know, 3, 4, 5 years and plus. So absolutely, you can start chipping away at pretty long dated goals, pretty big goals. So, and I think what Grant's too modest to talk about is really just how seamless and cool the interface is. I mean, once you've set up this goal, you can add your own picture. Michael, as you joked with me offline, the picture has to, it can't be too crude or anything. So a guy's golf tour, for instance, might be have to be sort of tempered a little bit. But, you know, really nice, cool picture, little mini web page, and then you can share that on Facebook and on social media and with your friends group, which I think is, which is really nice and seamless.
Of course. Well, and it works to the, you know, the human nature and the behavioral elements to this. We want to show people that we're doing something different, something cool, something that's maybe not all crass materialism. And that's really where consumers are heading.
But if you think about it, right, yes, it's a child's education, but that money is always something that you can access for that child's benefit. Say, for example, you had an unexpected expense that you needed to cater for that wasn't necessarily the education. A plastic toy can never be anything other than a plastic toy, but this money can be something that can really make a difference to your child's life. I think, just to lead on from what you're saying, it is so easy to share. I mean, we did the same thing with our own daughter. We shared her crowdfunding pledge onto a WhatsApp group for their birthday parties. That made it so easy for people to just click on the link. They can add their credit, they can contribute via credit card or via instant ETF straight into that investment goal. And it's not going into cash. No, it's going directly into the index fund for that particular goal.
And it is beautiful. I see you can't, I was on the site earlier today, you can't put them in tax-free savings accounts or those kinds of wrappers.
Yes.
Any particular reason why?
Yes. So the reason why is we've got to protect people from going over that annual allowance limit of 33,000. And we can't forecast what the contributions will be. And if they're over, SARS will tax them. Yeah. So that's why we wanted to make sure that people weren't penalized from that point of view.
Yeah, just a very small pity that, but maybe we can get SARS just to give us an unlimited amount that we can put away.
Incredible.
And that's the best form of tax revolt we can possibly think of if the government can't keep the lights on. Thank you very much. Grant Locke, head of Outvest, and Gareth Stobie, managing director of CoreShares, for a very innovative, very cool product. I'm certainly going to be using it for my daughter's birthday in May.